best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? What is your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station, or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we will read them live on air. Yes, that is right. All you have to do is go to Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or YouTube Live, post your comments, and we will read them live on air, making you part of the live show. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm backed up by the amazing Reverb Live crew. Let's go around the horn and see what's going on with the crew this episode. D3, what you got, man?
What's happening? What's happening, man? Excited to be checked in. Excited to see the list of people who checked in. And coming in at slot number one is our Heavenly Father, man. And behind him is the rest of us, man. So salute to y'all who are listening at this moment, including our girl AI the Anomaly, who is checking in to the show. Yeah, so
AI the Anomaly?
The Anomaly.
Is tuning into the show?
Tuning into the
love
show.
Love her material, love her stuff. I've been watching some of her stuff online, man, social media. She's been going on these trips and going around with her family. It's cool, man.
Absolutely. And y'all make sure y'all go follow our girl AI the Anomaly with God Over Money Camp. That is the correct way, Anomaly. If you don't know how to spell that, go to Google.
Yo, Kendi3, can we get an AI Anomaly track lined up?
Yeah.
Can we do that? We'll do that.
Yeah, we definitely got to do that, man. So, mentioning aligning things up, you know, of course, we spoke about the most important and historic HBCU in the land. That is FAMU, who recently had their homecoming.
And that is the Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University.
Say it on ESPN with Kevin Hart.
Right, man. So salute to the campus. But yeah, so mentioning the lineup, they had a great lineup for their homecoming. They had a great lineup for the events that they had. And I also had I won't just say a great lineup, but I had several lineups. And what do I mean by that? I mean a haircut. Why is it necessary? Why is D3 talking about a haircut as if he's never gotten one before? Well, let's just say haircuts increased during homecoming. I mean, astronomically.
I mean, haircuts increase. Hair purchases, man. Increases.
Nails.
Eyelashes increase.
Yes.
Nails, everything. You have to get done. If you've never been to an HBCU homecoming,
come on,
you have to see it, spectate in it, be a part of it. Let somebody take you with them. Like, hey, this is what you do.
Yeah.
This is how you roll. Hey, you can't wear that. You can't look like that.
Absolutely.
Change. Come back later.
Come, or don't come with me. Right. But nonetheless, I don't know if y'all believe this. I paid $65 in less than a week for a haircut. I got the
Dang,
haircut.
How much is a haircut? That sounds like almost a pack of weed.
Man, I mean, and it was a haircut, may I add. But it was, I got it before an event when the homecoming came. Typical price. But I said, man, I gotta get like strike tightened up just one more time, messed around and went in the middle of homecoming. $40. $40. So I want y'all to be careful out there. Get y'all haircut before events. Get y'all lined up before events. And if y'all need a barber, man, check out, hit up my DMs. I got y'all.
Also checking into the Reverb Live Show, our girl, Professor Tracy. Tracy the Professor. What's going on with you?
What's good, Reverb Live family? King D3, DJ Rain, and all our listeners out there, welcome and turn up with the Reverb Live Show, okay? Man, I was talking, I was talking on the phone with one of my brother's great friends, good friends. They actually have a child together. And he also had a grandchild. Mm-hmm. His name is Jamari. We call him Lil Mari, though.
Okay.
Because his son is, my nephew is named Jamari. And so he's named after his dad. So he's my great nephew.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So I'm hanging out, you know, with him. We hung out. We went to the pumpkin patch. You know, we went to trick or treating. We went and did a lot of things together.
Mm-hmm.
So he was at the house, took him back, and I was on the phone with his grandmother, just chilling. And she just kept saying, "Stop, Mari, stop." She's like, "Stop or I'm going to give you a whooping." It was so hilarious because, you know, I'm thinking of myself as a kid and how, you know, I would just kind of push the envelope, especially when I know my parents on the phone.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Stop. I'm going to whoop you. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to whoop you. Every time, get in the bed or I'm going to whoop you. Get your food or I'm going to whoop you."
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, she said, "All right, that's the last time. If you don't get over here, your name is going to be called whooping."
Oh,
so when
Lord.
She said that, I just about passed out and dropped the phone because I'm like, wow, look, you gonna get a whooping all. That means your whole name, you're gonna get a whooping all around.
You gonna be whooping.
Right. I mean, it's gonna be engraved on your birth certificate.
You better run. You better stop playing. When somebody say that, that's a threat. That's a real threat.
Not like, oh, I'm gonna give you whooping. No, your name gonna be whooping if you don't stop.
Yeah.
That was hilarious to me, y'all. So anyway, shouts out to all those people out there named whooping.
Right. Yeah.
I used to be called whooping.
Right, me too.
You know, but that was in my before days.
Yeah.
But you know what my mama used to always say? You're not too old to get a whooping.
Facts. Yeah, I had my updated whooping before, but I ain't gonna lie.
You know how many times she had to call that little boy name and say stop?
Yeah.
Before you get to
right,
your name gonna be whooping. He had chances.
Stop. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna give you a whooping. All right, that's it. If you don't get in this bed right now, your name is gonna be whooping.
Man.
I had to take my son to the doctor. He wasn't feeling too well. You know, with this now,
mm-hmm.
Anything could be COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So you're overly cautious. Yeah. You're like, hey, let's just go down there and just make sure everything is all right. Went down there, got a report, came back and said, hey, you just need to take some medicine. So we get in the car, we tell him, all right, Owen, you got to take some medicine to make you feel better, okay? So, okay, Daddy, no problem. So we're driving a little further down the road, and we pass a McDonald's. And he said, Daddy, I want McDonald's. And mm-hmm. I said, no, Owen, no, it's not good for you. We're not going to have McDonald's today. But he said, Daddy, the doctor said I need more McDonald's.
Oh,
I said, Owen,
my goodness.
The doctor said you need to eat more McDonald's. Yeah, Daddy, to feel better.
Oh,
bro. Now he need to be whooped.
His name is going to be French Fry.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, people, we hope you check in the show with us, man. Yo, coming up next, we're going to check in with you, our live listening audience out there. And then we're going to jump into this Reverb Word of the Day. Bottom of the show, I got a great interview coming up. This is one of our good friends of the Reverb Live Show. Good friends of Tracy. Actually, I knew her first.
That's fine.
Here they go.
I'm just going to put it out there.
We can
here
share.
I'm
like,
sorry,
like
y'all.
Both of ours.
She like both of ours.
But she's going to come down and talk about property, talk about real estate, talk about investment. If you're thinking about doing it, now is the time. And she's the hard part is she's going to tell you how.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about it.
Yeah.
She's really about that life.
Okay. All right.
But she's about that life.
So we're going to have her come at the bottom of the hour. Get your pencils out. Get your paper out. She's going to give you some information that you got to have. That's at the bottom of the Reverb Live Show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up? It's AI the Anomaly, and right now you are listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yeah. Hey. Ay. Is that the aquarium? That's a cabbage. She love looking in his brown eyes, yeah. They been dancing on the cloud nine, yeah. He been keeping her up all night, yeah. Phone cuffing, it been long time, yeah. He be wondering if she lies, yeah. She be hoping that he keep it 100. He been looking for a wife like, yeah. She been praying that he upright, yeah. She follow God, that's a plus, right? Yeah. He look into her eyes, heard it right, yeah. The sound of forever, him and her together. They both with the same questions, they be screaming out. Tell me, do you love me, you want me, keep me? Here's my hand, just bring me closer. My heart is open, this ring is closure. But baby, don't fail me. 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 Yeah, yeah. Divorce is at a high rate. Get together just to migrate. High stakes. Many couples lose faith in the mind state. That's why we keep a circle round. Got the ring gang. It's a whole lot of chasing this. Have grace. Stay away from face painters. That's fake. And tell me, what's your foundation? Is that safe? Either sand or your pavement. Which way? Gotta hustle for the change in you. Give space. This is God in the church, ain't it? So don't play. Better keep up the pace in this. Win a race. Not many have been made for this. Some say this the beginning. Family be the key in it. Let go and be free in it. Together our goals, our flaws, our losses. Our soul, pray, push, go. Tell all me, do in. You love me, want me, keep me? Here's my hand, just bring me closer. My heart is open. This ring is. But baby, don't fail me. 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 Yeah, yeah.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand. 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 Put your Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crews in the building. DJ Rain.
Whooping Tracy.
And hauling tail D3. Yo, we're going to check in with you in just a little bit, but I got to jump in. Tracy wants to jump into this Reverb Word of the Day right now. So let's get into it. Tracy, what you got?
We got Genesis chapter 8, verse 1.
You've been on an Old Testament vibe lately. What's going on?
Look, the whole thing, the whole word of God is written and, right. You know, inspired by the Lord.
All right, Pastor.
So anyway.
Right. Yeah. It had to be sound effect.
So anyway, Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Before I read this Reverb Word of the Day, we want to encourage all of our listeners out there to read at least one scripture verse a day.
Just one.
So Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, it says, but God remembered Noah.
Is that where that came from?
But God.
You wildin', bro.
But I hear it.
It's that one member that's distracting the whole sermon because he can't say
right. But God.
Right. That would change the whole service, bro.
Right.
But yeah, God. You're done with that. You
that
done.
Is.
Right.
This Genesis 8 and 1, but God.
But
we
God.
Done.
Right. So, but God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. I picked this out because this morning I was even thinking about it. Like, God remembered Noah. Mm. This is not the only person he remembered. He remembered Hannah, Rachel. He remembered Joseph. He remembered Abraham. All of these people who he's made promises to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And people are maybe thinking about, like, dang, man, God, you made a promise to me, but it ain't fulfilled yet.
Yeah.
You know that it rained for 40 days on the earth? First of all, let's back up a little bit. Noah never seen rain. We see rain all the time. We see rain. We see hurricanes. We see tropical storms, depression, all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Everything that goes along with rain. But back in those days, he never saw what rain was. But he said, build the ark. I'm going to send rain.
Yeah, man.
So he goes and he builds this ark.
I didn't know that.
In faith. Yeah. Builds this ark. Can you imagine you building something and people are laughing at you, joking at you? Like, what you doing? You got this big old boat. What's rain? Ain't no rain coming.
Yeah.
But then rain comes and it rains for 40 days and 40 nights on the earth.
Yeah,
but not
crazy.
Only did it rain that long, he was just in the boat, just chilling on all this water that he ain't never seen.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
that's
he crazy. riding on the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It rains, and he riding on the rain, and then it's like, okay, God, I'm sitting out here on this water. Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever been on a cruise before? I've been on a cruise before. That's why you need activities on the cruise. You need right. a comedian on the cruise. You need all karaoke games. Shows.
You need
a casino on the cruise.
Right.
Because you need stuff to do on the cruise.
There's yeah. nothing out there.
There Ooh. Is nothing out in the middle of
as
that
as far
water.
As the eye can see, nothing.
That's
nothing.
Insane. I'd have lost my mind.
Now, 180 days he was out there on the water before the water even started to recede.
Yeah.
So think about it. You thinking that God forgot me. I done built this ark. I was obedient. God done got me out here on top of all this water, and God done forgot me. But the Bible said that the Lord remembered Noah. He didn't just remember him. He remembered the animals and everybody who was with him as well. And then he said, you know what? Here go a wind. Let's recede the waters. Now it's time for my promises to be fulfilled in your life.
Wow.
So I'm saying that to say, y'all, don't sweat. If God gave you a promise, hold on to that promise. That's how this word came in my head. I was thinking about some things. I was like, God, you promised ... I was talking to some students and on the campuses, and I was talking about how some of the things that I remember God promising me. And I'm like, man, but I'm holding on to those things
because yeah.
I don't want to turn away from God trying to do my own thing.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
want to
yeah.
hold on to what God's promises are.
Right.
And the thing was, it gives me strength that God remembered Noah. So God remembers you, whoever you are, Corey.
Salute.
Or God remembers you, DJ Rain, King D, Miss Robin. God remembers you, everybody who's out there listening. He remembers you. So don't give up. Don't turn your back on God. Hold on to whatever it is he gave you. Don't sin. Don't turn your back. Hold on to what God has, what God promised you. And watch how he remembers his promises over your life.
That's dope, man. I remember some people's prayer in the Bible that says, some of them be like, God, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Don't forget about your servant.
Yeah.
David, don't forget about
yeah.
your servant.
Remember
so-and-so.
Remember
your, exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And it works. I'm like, oh, I ain't forget about you, bro. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. It may be delayed a little bit, but right. it's still in his timing.
Yeah.
But I got you. You want to own this home. Ain't no worry about it. I got you.
Got right. you.
I'm going to send somebody.
Build this
show
home.
You how to do it.
Build this home and watch I make it a complex. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. We got some people checking into the show. Thank you for the reverb word of the day. Be patient. Wait on God. God's going to remember you in due time. Who we got checking into the show?
We got MyChoice_17 checking in the show.
Okay.
We got Sheena_B_encouraged checking in the show.
Hey, Sheena.
What's up, Sheena? We got Summer Donna checking in. We got our guy Delight77 checking in. DJ_Fire116 checking in the building. Yes, sir. We got S_Hemer checking in. And as I already jumped that gun and said, AI the Anomaly is also in the building with us, along with Tam G. Smith. So,
yes.
man, we got a load in. We're going to make sure y'all get this information because baby girl Missy 25 did not leave the building as well. Yes, sir.
What up to all our listeners tuning into the show? We got a great information. Some shows we do, we have fun. Some shows we get out there, we spit knowledge, we spit the word, we talk about things. God, we talk about movies, but this time we're going to talk about some stuff about home ownership,
mm-hmm.
home finances. How are we going to do that? How are we going to gain this generational wealth? We got somebody that's going to do. We got Robin Yant checking into the show. We're going to wait for a little bit, and then we're going to check her in. Real quick introduction at the bottom out. You can ask her anything you want. She looked like she got all the answers to your questions. I promise you. So don't go anywhere. It's Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
There's a world full of mercy and peace. Mercy and peace waiting for me. There's a land for the lost and the least, where they dine with the king, waiting for me. Yeah, his holiness fills up the temple. Still, he took my sin and my shame. I didn't deserve to be rescued. Still, he has called me by name. I'll stand firm with confidence till he comes again. Till he comes again. I'll keep my mind stayed on him till the very end. Till the very end.
Latest news and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, well, to me my flesh is so good. So please turn up your effect.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. DJ Rain,
Tracy the Professor,
and King D3.
Look, we're gonna be in here. We have a great interview lined up for you. We have the guest already in the building. Shout outs to Miss Robin Yant. Miss Robin, she's on the show. She's gonna be talking about real estate investments. So many of you out there have been thinking about investing in real estate. Many of you out there looking for a way of having income. Many of you out there just lack the strategies on how to do it. She is a successful entrepreneur. She's done this for years and years and years. She has many ways, tactics, skills, processes already down on how to do it. And we're going to get her on the show right now. Matter of fact, let's introduce her on the show right now. Miss Robin, how are you doing, girl?
Going good. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us where you're from and what do you do?
So I am from Bartow, Florida. That's Polk County down by
Central okay,
Florida.
Okay.
Most people don't know where Polk County is, so it's between Orlando and Tampa. And so I am a real estate agent, a real estate investor, and I just really love educating people in the matters of real estate.
Nice, nice, nice. You're going to talk to us about real estate investment and real estate investment strategies.
Yes.
that are actually out there. But let's give a little bit about your pedigree. Like, do you own like one house or two? How many houses have you bought so far?
Over 30.
Over 30 homes.
Over 30?
Over 30 homes. It took me, 30 years to get two houses.
I'm still building my art. Goodness, that's a blessing.
Why did you get into this line of work?
I was kind of nudged into it. And so I can't take the credit and say that it was something that I came up with, because it wasn't. So someone encouraged me. My husband encouraged me to buy my first house. When we met, we were still dating at the time. And then after that, we had a property preservation business. That's when the market crashed back in 2008.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So that was a wonderful time for us. you know, we rehabbed the properties for the banks and we maintained them until they sold. And so it was just like, hey, you know, you can get these properties dirt cheap. And so it just kind of evolved from there.
Wow. Wow. Well, she's going to be here the entire bottom half of the show. She's going to give you the secrets, tips, tricks on how to do different real estate investment strategies. And there's three main ones in particular. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you what those are. And any questions that you may have out there, we're going to answer those as well. So don't go anywhere, man. Stick around. It's going to be a great show. This is a very, very informed, knowledgeable guest that we have on. And she's willing to share that information with you. It's a Reverb Live show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Every day across America, excess food is gathered by a network of good people at local food banks, giving hope to millions of children who struggle with hunger. They've earned their wings, and you can too. Together, we can solve child hunger. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Noted non-recycler Tommy Crenshaw talks about the future.
Oh, I can totally see finding another planet that can support life when ours fills up with trash.
Log on to yougottabekidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle, unless you're into lame excuses like Tommy's.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing. Starting over on a new planet? Now that's exciting.
Don't be that guy, unless you want people looking at you funny. Log on to yougottabekidding.org.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Pascat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
Reverb, yeah. Reverb, yeah. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well. To me, my flesh is so good, so my please turn up your effect.
Reverb Live show. Reverb Live crew is in the building. Homeowner Rain.
Homeowner Tracy.
And
God's still working D3. He's working on my house and me.
He remembers you.
That's what I tried. I tried to remember that and couldn't do it.
We also have in the show, man, we have Miss Robin Yant. There's no Cant with Yant.
Absolutely.
There you go. And why do you say that? I love that moniker you have. There's no Cant with Yant. What does that mean?
Because we're going to figure it out one way or the other.
There you go.
That's dope.
Yo, she's here to talk about real estate investments. And I've always seen this, that at this time, how home prices, housing prices are going through the roof. Why is it still a good time to invest?
Absolutely. So let me just say this, because I get this a lot. People think because the prices are up that it's not a good time to buy. And it always really just depends on your strategy, right? Okay. So, prices are up. Interest rates are low. So that's something that kind of offsets one thing. The strategy is everything, right? So me as an investor, I may not purchase something to buy as a rental. But for someone who's going to house hack, which means they're going to stay in the property for a little while, maybe rent some of the rooms out, then it still makes sense for them because they are essentially getting an asset that someone else is still paying for, right? Okay. So it still makes sense.
Okay.
So if you're not paying and you're able to live for free because the prices are up, are you going to still buy or no?
I'm still going to buy.
Okay. Yeah. So it all depends on the numbers. If the numbers make sense, then it makes sense to buy.
We have Robin Yant with us here in the studio. She's going to tell us about investing in real estate, how to fund, find, fix, and flip properties. Tell us about these three different strategies that you have about these real estate investments.
Yeah, I would say let's start with finding.
Okay, absolutely. So there's a lot of different ways you can find. You can work with a realtor that can find some deals in the MLS. You can also work with a wholesaler. That's a person who pretty much acts as a liaison between a buyer, an end buyer, and the seller. Okay, so they're pretty much just putting the deal together and selling the contract, not the house. And you also, word of mouth is a big one, right? Okay. So a lot of people, they miss that. I get a lot of deals just by talking to people and letting people know, hey, I do real estate. So people get divorced, people pass, unfortunately, but we all are going to, right? So in those cases, a lot of deals come through that. Auctions, you know, you can get deals on auctions, foreclosures, pre-foreclosures.
Oh, wow.
So the list just goes on and on how to find a deal.
So a lot of ways, y'all, listening out there, that you can actually find a property.
Yes.
And so things are out there. So there's deals out there.
You just have to look.
You gotta look.
You have to be consistent and look. Most investors who buy property all the time, they're going to make hundreds of offers a month. Right, so that's what separates someone who is a true investor. They're gonna just keep going after. They don't mind putting in a lowball offer. Mm-hmm. It's all about the numbers. For someone who may be a newbie, you know, they do a few deals, they get discouraged, and it's over with. But I put in offers all the time. I get rejected all the time, but I just keep going.
You gotta keep going. You heard that, y'all? You gotta keep going.
Gotta keep going.
Now, what if you for our live listeners out there? You can ask us anything you want to. Ask Robin whatever you want to ask her. Matter of fact, put your social media information out right now because maybe they want to hit you up real quick.
So my Instagram is No Cant with Yant. That is N-O Cant with Y-A-N-T. Also Instagram, I Flip Renters. And on Facebook, I am Robin Yant.
Now, how do you spell your Robin?
Thank you, Tracy. R-O-B-Y-N.
All right. There's no Cant with Yant. We're talking to Ms. Robin Yant, a real estate investor. She's going to tell you how to get some real estate investments out there. Let's say I find a property.
Mm-hmm.
I finally find it. I got one. I think I got a good one. How am I going to pay for it? How do you fund this?
Great question. Many ways. So I'm going to just give about just a few, all right, because I can't give y'all all the details.
Because you have an event coming up that you're going to tell us about later on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But you can do traditional lending. That's, you know, if you do an FHA, conventional loan, USDA, VA. That's traditional banking, a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, that type of stuff. Then you also have a hard money lender. They work a little different from conventional traditional lenders as they're not focused on your credit and you as the person. They're concerned about the asset and how much the collateral the asset has.
And
all
this
right?
is called HARD?
HARD. H-A-R-D.
Oh, hard money.
Yes.
Where are those people?
They're out there. They're out there. You have to vet them because a lot of them are kind of scammish. But you really just have to vet. And so there's ways that you do vet a hard money lender. All right. Mm-hmm. Another way is private money lender. And that's a person who may just have money. Let's say grandmama retired and she's sitting on, you know, lots of racks and stacks, yeah. Right? So she may just need to invest that money. And so she can be a private money lender. And then one more, another way that people don't think is just group economics, right? Mm-hmm. So if Tracy, you have $25,000, I have $25,000, you do 50. Three. 50. Oh, you got 50?
I got
Come on
50,
with the 50 then, right?
I'm just sitting on it. That's all.
So if you got 50, we put our money together and then we're able to invest together and we're our own lenders.
Wow.
Oh, so nice. Just a few ways to fund it.
Let's talk about the last two, because the last two happens without us really knowing much about it. We have older relatives. They have money at their... My mom got money she's sitting on.
Yes.
How do I, like, what type of properties or investments should we look for in her situation? Like, she doesn't want to be there knocking down the house, cleaning up the house. Yeah. She doesn't
want to
do that.
Mama just want a return on her money.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So the one thing that a lot of people don't do is they don't know how to present terms to the family members, right? Mm-hmm. We'll go in and be like, hey, you know, Mom, I know you got about $100,000.
Hey, let me get
So you still want to do something that's very professional and present it as a business. So you present to them a proposal of a property that you would buy, what the returns would look like, and really just talk to them about why they should do it. Mm-hmm. And don't get discouraged if they say no the first time, because they're not, especially my parents. They worked 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that money is...
Like, you ain't about to mess over my money.
Right, right. That money got to last me another 40 years.
Remember that toy I bought you in high school and middle school?
And you tore it up?
And you tore it up. You didn't even play with it? Oh, no.
So, you know, you have to just be consistent in presenting it to them. But be professional and don't approach them like, hey, yeah, let me just use your money.
So would you have someone draft up something?
So let me tell you what I did personally, because I use my mother's money all the time. All right? So I presented to her, you know, usually your parents' houses are paid off or very close to being paid off. So they're not getting any more tax benefit from the interest. Right. Mm-hmm. And so in retirement, if you guys know, they tax you very heavily in retirement. Mm-hmm. By the time you get 72, you have to draw your money off or the government is going to take it.
Whoa,
so because of that, she needed some tax write-offs. Yeah, she needed some tax write-offs. So I purchased some property in her name. And so she gets all of the write-offs and we share the cash flow. So it's a win-win, because she's paying less in taxes, but she also getting a little cash flow in the month to do some things that she wants to do. Mm-hmm. So you have to just be able to present it to show that it has a win-win for them as well.
All right, we're here talking with Robin Yant. She's a real estate investor, knows all the tips and the tricks about real estate investment. When we come back, we want to talk about group economics. I think there's power in that. And then we don't leverage that.
Absolutely.
We all try to do it on our own. Yeah. We're going to talk about this group economics when we come back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Say I'ma need some space. It's about to get live. If you can't hear to spectate, then please step aside. Ain't got time for no hate. We on a different vibe. Number love here in this atmosphere. And our praise can't be denied. So we go. Sundown to sun up. I don't know what you came for, but me, I came to worship. Got a praise in my belly, a fire in my bones. May have tears in my eyes, but trust me, man, ain't nothing wrong. I'm in my Z-O-N-E. I'm gone, homie, I'm stress-free. I'm vibing on cloud 10. Yeah, I'm smiling, no worries. No weapon form can hurt me. Spirit man on that Hercules. I live good, so I feel good. I work the work, cause it works for me. Yeah, that's it. Don't need Patron to get lit. No, you can't kill my vibe. I'm too focused on him. That's it. Yeah, we about to go in. Don't need Kush for that push. All we need is his forgiveness. And we gone.
Turn up, turn up. The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Flipping Tracy.
Darn, I was going to say I flip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fixing Tracy.
Yeah, thank you. And I flipped Renner's D3.
You don't tell people to start at your ticket over so I can see.
I felt disrespected. I felt flipped.
I'll go to you first.
Thank you.
Man, shout out to Vincent Reese, who's checking in on Facebook Live saying, wow, this is a blessing. Man, thank y'all for putting us on, meaning like putting us on how to fix and flip property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vincent, if you got any questions out there, if anybody has any questions out there, we're going to take some questions from our live in just a little bit. But if anybody has any questions out there, this is now the time to ask. I'm telling you, she's been there, done that, and has done it 30, 40, 50 times. And she's going to tell you how to do it. All right, so let's go to this group economics thing. There's many ways that people can get into real estate investment. I'm a little shy. I don't want to put all my money in there, but I'll go in if you go in with me.
I want to use red money.
Let's talk about this group economics. Is she laughing because she can't?
Y'all crazy. So let me just start with this. First of all, group economics is usually hard to do because people do not understand finance, right? Mm-hmm. So they think, I get this all the time. I want to invest $5,000, but I want you to give me $5,000 back. Mm. And so that's 100% return.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they do not understand percentages in return. So a 20% return on $5,000 is a really great option. So
that's real good.
That's real good.
What can I sign up?
Oh, I can sign you up right
20%.
Here. So that's the one thing why group economics usually don't work, because people don't understand the financing. Yeah. And then two, people do want to do it themselves. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, just like you just said, hey, I'm a little scared. They don't like to put their money together. But if you can do that, that's really a beautiful mix of building wealth and limiting your risk or limiting your liability. So, let me give you an example, because I had some people who we do group economics together all the time. So I had a couple. We did a property, and so this is a lot to unpack, but I'm going to give y'all a little bit of it. So we did a creative deal. We're talking about investing, so I want to talk about some creativity, because really that's what investing is, being able to be creative and being able to offer value to all parties involved. So there was a young lady who had contacted me. This was in 2019. And she said, hey, I want to sell my house. I went to the house. The house needed some work, needed a new AC, a new roof. She still lived in it, but it still needed work. Mm-hmm. I listed the house for $75,000 and we got no offers. And I thought to myself, come on, Robin, your investment cap. So I had to take off my realtor cap and put on my investor cap. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, I have a creative option for you if you're interested. And she said, sure. I said, well, I want to do a subject to mortgage deal. That pretty much means that I can buy this property without taking on the liability of the mortgage.
Okay.
So she keeps the mortgage in her name, mm-hmm. and the title is transferred over to me. Mm-hmm. I said, what I want to do is I want to renovate your property if you will give me 3 months to renovate it. And she said, cool. So what I did, I put her mortgage, which was $700 a month, into an escrow account, and she kept paying the mortgage payments. So as she paid the mortgage payments, the title company would release the money back to her. All right? Wow. So this cost me $2,800, and I have now control and ownership, two different things. We can talk about that later if we have time. But now I have control of an asset that is essentially worth $150,000 once I renovate it. And I've only have how much in?
$2,800.
Mm-hmm. So group economics comes in. I go to my investor friends and I say, hey, I have an opportunity. It's going to cost me $25,000 to renovate the property. They give me the $25,000. Okay. So now I'm into the property with control of the asset and ownership without it reporting to my credit. I haven't given any tax returns. Mm-hmm. It's not messing up my DTI. I renovate it in 3 months, sell it. So I renovate it, I purchase it, renovate it, and sell it in 3 months, right? Okay. My investors make $12,000 in 90 days, and I make
$37,000.
Oh, that's hard.
Okay.
And so you were able to get the $150 that you were asking for?
I was able to get the $150 that I was asking
so
for.
So you took you couldn't sell it for $75,000 if you wanted to. No one would jump on it because it needed repairs.
So this is the thing to my first-time homeowners. A lot of times you all want that turnkey property. Yeah. You want all of the glam already. If you can just look beyond that and see the big picture and look at a property that needs a little bit of work, that is where you're going to get your equity. So when you're talking about in this market, you know, it's just a good time to buy. Yes, but you have to have your eye turned on something that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for something that is already fixed up and you're going to pay for that.
You're going to pay for it.
So this was a diamond in the rough and nobody wanted it because they thought, oh, I got to get an AC. I got to get a roof. Mm. I mean, I did new AC, new roof paint, flooring. I kept the tubs. I reglazed them, put in new vanities of ceiling fans. It sold in 3 days.
That's crazy.
That's my kind of carrying.
That's my kind of job. If anybody want to be employee at something and I can flip something like that, my check come out like that, I need an application.
Let's talk about first. Can we talk about first time home buyers? There's a lot of first time home buyers out there.
I want the first time.
How
people.
To flip it? How to flip the property?
How do
we fix it up? How do we flip? You know, how do you determine, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is the kind of my scope of work, you know, what I'm going to do to the property.
Yes. So it all depends on where you're purchasing. So I would say first you need to study the area or be working with someone who understands what the expectation is in the area. So we're in Tallahassee, Florida. So you wouldn't do the same thing in Benton Hills that you're going to do in Oak Ridge, right? So you got to know what area and what the expectation is.
So one is a more upper class place and one is a more medium, a city community, more like area.
Yes.
For those who are listening in other cities.
Yes, yes. And the price points are going to be different. Your buyers are going to be different and your price points are going to be different. True. So you need to understand, people don't think about this. They think, hey, I want to flip and I just want to make some money. Where it's more about money, you have to understand the psychology of people, because I'll tell you, and this is no shots, but usually when you have a property that's 150 and below, your clientele usually do not understand the difference between granite, quarry, and laminate countertops.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So when you know this about your client, then you know what to put in that rehab when you're fixing and flipping it.
Yeah, to keep your costs down.
To keep your costs down, exactly. But you're still giving them a nice product, but you don't want to overextend yourself in your budget.
Okay.
So when you go to an area where they're paying $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for a house, the expectation is that they're going to get granite, quarry, or marble, or something. Okay, so these are the type of things that you have to think about when you're building your scope of work. And a scope of work is pretty much just an outline of all of the work that you're going to need to do to that property when you're rehabbing it. And you want to write that down. Another thing you want to do is find your contractors. You want to vet them, right?
So
we don't want to get Uncle Johnny and Uncle Benny to do the work. I mean, they may be good, but it's certain things you should always use a licensed and insured contractor for. Roofer, electrician, plumber.
AC.
So these are some of the things that tradesmen that they need to have licensed and insured. And workers comp. Because if the city pulls up on your job and these people working and they don't have workers' comp insurance, they'll shut your whole job down.
Wow.
So these are just things that you need to be thinking about when you're, you know, just going out to renovate a property.
And sometimes permits have to be pulled as well. So you got to make sure that they're qualified enough to pull, you know, a permit out.
They have to be licensed and insured to be able to do that.
What about these first-time homebuyers? There's a lot of people out there that are coming out of the pandemic. So, you know, I got some goals set. Mm-hmm. I want to own a home in 2022.
Okay.
What are some tips and tricks for them to owning their first home? And there's a lot of things out there like, oh, I need to have 10% down, 20% down. Mm-hmm. My credit need to be 750.
Savings.
Yeah, I got to have this, got to have that. Let's talk to these first-time home buyers and these first-time home buyer myths.
From an investor's perspective.
Okay. It's a little different because an investor and a first-timer, sometimes they don't actually go together. It's a mindset thing. But I would tell you, for the first-time home buyers, if you're looking to have rental property, you want to purchase your first property as a true investment. And scratch that whole, I'm trying to get my dream home.
Yeah,
I
want
to
live a life. That's good.
You want to purchase right. Because the way you purchase is going to determine how you leverage. Okay? So let me break this down a little bit. So my first timers, I always tell them, buy what you rent. I flip renters, buy what you rent. If you're renting a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, then you need to go and buy a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, right?
Oh, okay.
Instead of saying, oh, I need a 4-2 now. No, you do not. You've lived in a 2-2 for 10 years, and you can live in a 2-2 for another 1 or 2 years, okay? And so you do that because you want to be able to save your money and leverage. So when the bank sees you go from a 2-2, and now you're saying, oh, I want to get a 3-3 now, then the bank is like, okay, that makes sense. But when you go from a 4-2, and then now you want to try to buy an investment property for a 2-2, the lender is looking like, something's fishy going on. We're going to need that 20%. Oh. So this is how you leverage yourself and just continue to pay 3 or 3.5 or 5%. Oh. Now, what I would tell my first-time home buyers is purchase a multifamily unit first.
What do you mean by multifamily?
That means a duplex, a triplex, a quad. Oh. So you can purchase 4 units up to, you know, with FHA for 3.5% down. So now you can get a $400,000 property with 3.5% down.
So wait a minute. So that's not considered commercial property?
No.
Well, if you get to 5 units, it is.
Yes.
Wow. See, didn't know that. I wish I'd have knew that because everybody kept telling you, go buy a house, go buy a house. Well, how about one? I can buy 4.
Yeah. Exactly.
Could have bought 4 the first time.
Yeah. Yes.
Ah!
And then do what? And then you live for free for a year.
Because
your tenants are paying. They're going to cover your mortgage.
Why do you say for a year, too? Why were those examples? You said you'll live for free for a year. Is that like a minimum or?
Well, I mean, you can stay longer, but the thing is that you're trying to leverage up.
Okay.
And so a lot of times when people stay in a place for too long, they usually stall and don't move. They miss a lot of opportunity.
Okay.
So I push my investors that work with me, hey, we purchase in a year, and then by 18 months, we need to be purchasing another property.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now you've saved for a year if you got a multifamily, or I mean, you've able to save.
Yeah, because you're not paying mortgage. The people that are living there are paying your mortgage.
Yes, yes. So everybody is paying your mortgage. You save your income, and then you go into your next property.
This sounds like a crime.
It's not. I mean, people been doing it for years.
Yeah.
When you use the word leverage, you've been saying leverage a lot. What is leverage?
Oh, you would ask me like I've got the dictionary.
an example.
Leverage is pretty much you're using something to go on to something else.
Right. So I have a house.
Yes.
And it's worth $500,000.
Okay, thank you. Because I was thinking definition. So when I say leverage, I say, I always like, let me just give you an example. That's the best way for me to talk. So I purchased a house in 10 for $28,000, right?
Okay.
And now that same property now is worth $125,000.
My God.
So when I say leverage, I'm saying if you can get your eyes, and I'm talking to my Facebook people, if you can get your eyes off of that glitzy glam, you got to live the life, purchase something that is going to be, you know, lower in cost and that can grow in equity quicker, right? Mm-hmm. So if you purchase at $28,000, now I can literally do a home equity line of credit or a cash out refinance and pull out about $70,000 out of one property.
Wow.
Okay. And so now what I've done is I've leveraged my equity in that property that I purchased because I kept my eyes off on the goal of being an investor and building my wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can take that 70 and use that for a down payment for a property. I could purchase another cash property. I can purchase some land.
Now you
I
have
can
become
two, a private.
Two properties.
Exactly.
Or two pieces of assets
exactly.
that you can use.
Wow. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Off of one. So you let one pay for the two. And essentially, your tenants pay for all three.
Wow. Now, we're here talking to Robin Yant. She's a real estate investor. There's no can't with Yant because we're going to find a way to go and do this thing.
Yeah.
Now, you're telling people some tips and some strategies. You got something coming up on November 13th. Tell us about that.
So, November the 13th, I have a ride-along tour. And so, pretty much, they are going to be able to ride 3 properties here in Tallahassee. And I'm using 3 different strategies for those properties. So, one is an Airbnb. It's a triplex that I'm using for Airbnb. The second one is a 7-unit that we're renovating as a buy-and-hold. So, it's going to be 7 doors that's rentals. And then a house that I'm using as a fix-and-flip. So, I'm going to fix it up and then sell it for profit. So, and they're going to see all different stages of the rehabs at those 3 properties. So, we're going to talk about strategies. We're going to talk about how to get that money. I'm not going to talk about just the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you who to go get that money from.
That's right.
How to get it and how to position yourself to get money.
Mm.
And a lot of times let me just say this. people, if you're thinking about investing in real estate, get your LLC. Just go ahead and go on and get your LLC together. Why? Because you always want to separate your business from your personal. And so you can do so much more leverage again, because now you're leveraging your personal and you can leverage your business credit. So you can get funding on your business side that can purchase rental property, right? Has nothing to do with you personally, nothing to do with your DTI. And hard money lenders, you have to have an LLC. You can't do, they're not going to do it under your name.
If I get an LLC, will it affect my personal credit?
Absolutely not.
Yes. Right.
That's the beauty of
it. So you can go out and maybe even make a mistake or fail. You are okay personally, but the LLC, hey, you start another one.
You can get you a credit card in the LLC. Yeah. You can get credit. You can do all kinds of stuff in the LLC.
Can I tell you a secret? That's how they do it.
That's how they do it.
You know who they I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's how they do it.
This is what we do now.
That's what we need to be doing.
This is what we're doing now. So yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us about the event. How can I sign up? How can I be a part of it?
So absolutely. So you can sign up on my social media sites. The link. It is what I said my social media is. No can't.
You said I can't.
I can't with no can't. No. So at No Can't With Yen and at iFlip Renters, the link is on my social media sites. It is $4.99. It is not free. So it's $4.99. Lunch is included, but I'm giving you all the, when you walk away out of that on next Saturday the 13th, this Saturday, but next Saturday,
you're ready.
We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about business credit, how to get it, how to get business funding. I'm going to set you up with some lenders. So we're going all the way through.
Wow.
I'm going to give you the cheat sheet.
I mean, is there like a business line number? Some people ain't too savvy with the Instagram. Can I call you and make an appointment?
So now you can go to my website as well. It's iFlipRenters.com and you can sign up there. And my telephone number is 850-404-7891 is my business line. And I can get you taken care of if you need to call.
So everybody who's listening right now, you have some bubbling questions. Like, say for instance, you know, well, we already bought our first house. Like, oh man, I'm already in this situation. So what do I do from here?
Yeah.
You know, like little things like that.
Oh yeah.
How do I get my money? How do I refine? How do I do all of these things? Y'all take these questions to the event or reach out to Robin on her Instagram. That's No Can't With Yent. And she'll answer these things for you.
Absolutely.
That's perfect. That's perfect. People, we are running out of time. Tracy, we always run out of time.
We just got to do a part two. That's all.
We got to do part two. We should have her come in next week.
Part two.
Because I got some questions.
I'll be right here. And let me tell y'all something. They're going to keep me off this radio. Let me tell y'all. Another thing that I see all the time. If you're dating, if you were engaged, people say, I'm going to wait till I get married. Don't do it, right?
Don't you wait, honey.
Don't wait. Your fiance can get a property. You can get a property.
Period.
And y'all got two coming in together. And then when y'all get together, now you have three properties, right?
That's a lot of leverage.
It's a lot of leverage. Yeah. It's hard to do that once you combine those finances and you're both on that credit. Do your stuff separate. Come to the table with something.
My God.
Nice. I didn't even think about that. Don't get no elaborate wedding. Don't spend 20 grand on a wedding.
Don't you take your
10, you go buy your little house. You take his 10, you buy him a little house.
Now you're talking.
Y'all get married in grandma's house. Y'all be all right.
Right.
Man, you're supposed to do it, man. Robin, this was amazing. Gosh. And then we didn't even talk. There's somebody here that you got friends that can talk about this all day long. Our good friend, Melanie.
Absolutely.
Melanie Stuckey. She can run this money for you all day.
Absolutely.
And tell you how to get it, where to get it. People, that's it for this hour of the Reverb Live show. D, tell them what they can do to get more of this information.
They can flip them phones around, man, and go straight to iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Podcast, or Spreaker, man. Like, comment, and share our material.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@ReverbLiveShow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, that's it for this hour of the Reverb Live Show. But stay tuned, stick around. Another hour could be on the way, or press play for our next podcast. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show.
Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.